Hello, friends. There's lots of interesting things coming up in the Stoic Coffee community, so make sure that you sign up for my newsletter on my website at stoic.coffee. You can also follow me on Twitter at stoiccoffee and on Instagram at stoic.coffee, and you can find my LinkedIn page by searching for Stoic Coffee Break on LinkedIn. Now, I also wanted to let you know that I'm starting a mastermind for tech entrepreneurs as the world of tech is accelerating, and I've had people reaching out to me for a group grounded in Stoic principles. I'll be your facilitator as we tackle some of the big questions in tech using the tools of Stoicism. I have a few spots left for senior tech entrepreneurs and decision makers to join me for a one-hour bi-weekly session. I'll be interviewing candidates to form a tight group for the first cohort of five people, plus myself. Now, if you're interested in joining this, please reach out to me at masterminds@stoic.coffee. Now, again, that's masterminds@stoic.coffee. Thanks again, and thank you so much for listening to the podcast, and I appreciate your support. Hello, friends. My name is Eric Cloward, and welcome to the Stoic Coffee Break. The Stoic Coffee Break is a weekly podcast where I talk about ideas and concepts that kind of come from the ancient Stoic tradition. So I like to talk about the ancient Stoics, including Epictetus and Seneca and Marcus Aurelius, but I also like to pull in things from our modern life and all things in between. So today's episode, we're going to be talking a little bit more about Anthony DeMello. So I introduced you guys to some of his ideas last week. So today's episode is called Better Than You. So one of the things in our lives is that we are always comparing ourselves to others. It's kind of the way that we make sure that our self-image is in line, that we feel good about ourselves. We want to make sure that we're doing it right, whatever it is. And often this means comparing ourselves to others and making sure that we appear or feel like we are better than they are. And what does that really mean? How are we better, or why are we better? And who is the judge of why we're better? Can we just look at someone else and see that they're just the same? Maybe they've made different choices than us? So that's what I want to talk about a little bit in today's episode. When I was a kid, on Saturday Night Live, Dana Carvey had this character called the Church Lady. And the Church Lady was always passing judgment on anything everybody did. And what was funny about it is she was the one who was making all these double innuendos about things and reading something into something that really wasn't there. The other thing that she also did was, you know, get up and do her superior dance and, you know, and always kind of demeaning people, you know, when they would say something that was important to them. She'd go, well, isn't that special? As a way of going, well, you think you're so special, but it was as kind of a put down. And that character just kind of came to mind when I was reading some of the things from Anthony DeMello about that idea of constantly judging people all the time and often needing to feel like we need to put others down in order to feel better about ourselves. And Anthony DeMello, in the book Awareness, had this great quote. He said, someone once had a terribly beautiful thing to say about Jesus. This person wasn't even a Christian, and he said, the lovely thing about Jesus was that he was so at home with the sinners because he understood that he wasn't one bit better than they were. We differ from others, from criminals, for example, only in what we do or don't do, not in what we are. The only difference between Jesus and those others was that he was awake and they weren't. And I really liked that quote because for me, it helps me to keep my brain from comparing myself to others, to get stuck on the me or all the labels like what we talked about last week. And I think a lot of us do get stuck on the me and all those labels and everything that goes along with that. We believe the labels that we put on ourselves. We believe the labels that we put on others. I mean, how many times have you gotten to really know somebody and, you know, a few months down the line, you kind of realize like, wow, that person isn't at all like what everybody else told me they were like. So basically, in that situation, you've reached a point where you don't believe the labels that everybody else put on this person, or maybe you don't believe a lot of them. How many times has that happened to you where you've gotten to know somebody and they come up to you after a few months and be like, wow, you know, when I first met you, I thought you know, this about you, or I'd heard this about you. But now that I've got to know you, you're really nothing like that. And that's, I think that's really, really great. So, I mean, that to me is just a clear example of learning to let go of those labels that we place on ourselves and that others place on themselves. So when we're awake, as Anthony DeMello puts it, and when we're able to, you know, have that kind of enlightenment, that ability to see the I and the me and ourselves for what they really are and look at reality in a much truer way like that, then we just see that the other person is someone just like us. Because deep down, they are very much the same. They're just another human. Now, we all make different choices and we all have different thoughts, but we're very much the same. And the thing is that these choices and these thoughts that we have and our way of acting in the world is, in at least in my experience, very much influenced by our circumstances. Things like our culture, the family that we grew up in, our own experience. And these are the things that form our perspective. And because everybody's perspective is very different than ours, the way that they act in the world is going to be quite different. But that core person, that I that we talked about, that observes the world and is just the core part of who we are, we're all very much the same deep down inside. We just get stuck on the labels that are on the outside. And being awake like this and recognizing that we're all really just very much the same, and taking that time to recognize how attached to the me that we are is really, really a difficult thing. And it takes constant practice and awareness not to fall back into these old patterns of thinking. And what I liked was DeMello being kind of, I don't know, he's just this wise soul in there. The way that he recommends to deal with this or to kind of keep that better mindset is he has a saying and it says, remember, you're an ass and I'm an ass. Or in other words, we're all pretty flawed. And when you keep that in mind, then it helps us to be a lot more compassionate with ourselves and with other people. And that's the Stoic Coffee Break for today. Be good to yourselves, be good to others, and
hey,
thanks
friends,
for listening.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. If you like what you hear, I would really appreciate if you could help support me by making a pledge on Patreon. You can find me at patreon.com/stoiccoffee. Even just a small amount helps in keeping this podcast going. Also, head on over to my website at www.stoic.coffee and sign up for our weekly newsletter. And lastly, if you know someone that might like or could benefit from this podcast, please share it with them. Word of mouth is one of the best ways to help this podcast grow. Thanks again for listening.